before I came here, I was really scared of like all this LGBT stuff, I guess. Like, I've never seen a gay people in flesh in India. Like, I've never met one, or people who were like openly gay. So coming here and meeting people, I remember like suddenly like walking down the road and like realizing tears started like flowing down my cheeks. And I was like, oh shit, I am gay.
This is How To. I'm Charles Duhigg. Each week we help listeners work through a problem. And this week our listener is struggling with something we've all experienced to some degree. How to get your parents to accept you.
I'm Hema. I'm a biomedical researcher at Ohio State, and I'm gay.
Hema didn't fully admit to herself that she was gay until just a few years ago, in her mid-20s, after she moved from India to the U.S.
Initially, it was like, I didn't want to, like, be gay, so it was like 6 months of struggle of trying to be straight, but that never works out. And then I was like slowly starting to accept myself, finding out people out there, finding out stories.
One of the big issues for Hema is that even though being a lesbian is something she's embraced, it's a very different story with her family, who still live in India. In particular, Hema has struggled with getting her mom, who's a big part of her life, to accept this. In fact, she can hardly even get her to discuss it. 5 months ago, Hema called her up.
I told her, like, hey, mom, you know, you've been searching up for a guy, so I want to tell you something important. Like, I don't think I'll ever get married to a guy, and I'm not attracted to men. I said I'm gay, and she's like, are you going to marry a gay guy? I'm like, no, I'm gay. That means I'm going to marry a woman. And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, don't talk such stupid stuff.
Hema tried to have this conversation a few more times, but each time her mom almost immediately shut it down.
Like, my brother keeps telling me that she's like, she was like really upset for like weeks after that. But, you know, as life goes on, she's like, sometimes she tells my brother it's like she has like bad health issues because her daughter is gay.
How does that make you feel to know that she feels like you're something that she's ashamed of?
Oh, it kills me. It makes me feel really sad. Like, it makes me feel like I can't give what she wants from me. And sometimes that makes me really sad. Like, maybe I should, like, not be, like, gay. But after a while, you realize that's something that you can't choose.
So how do we get our loved ones, a mom or a dad or an older sibling, to accept who we are when it's something that they're uncomfortable with? How do we get our parents to see us as adults when our desires might be passions they can't understand or don't want to acknowledge exist? After the break, we'll talk to someone who's gone through something very similar to Hema and made it through to the other side. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind the decisions we make every day and how to make better ones. I'm Dr. Katie Milkman. Join me as I share true stories from Nobel laureates, athletes, authors, and everyday people faced with monumental decisions. We'll share useful tools and strategies to help you make better decisions in your own life. You can find Choiceology at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hello, Slate listeners. Do us a favor and help us make a better slate by answering our survey. It'll only take a few minutes. You can find it at slate.com/survey.
We're back with Hema, who's struggling to get her mom to accept that she's gay. Growing up in India, Hema said she didn't know any openly gay people. Her family would watch The Ellen Show every day, but she never realized Ellen DeGeneres was a lesbian until she came to the U.S. And Hema thinks this is part of the problem for her mom, that it's really hard to put the news that her daughter is a lesbian in the right context.
I can truly understand where she comes from, because I used to be in that environment. I used to think like her. So I can totally relate, like, why she's saying stuff that she's saying, but it's really difficult to, like, navigate Indian families, because in India, like, families make your decisions. They're, like, they're part of your life much more than, like, in a U.S. society or a Western society, I guess. And there's no, like, pathway to have, like, a happy Indian gay family or happy Indian lesbian family.
But despite the fact that it was scary and hard, Hema knew she had to be true to who she was.
And then, like I told one of my coworkers, and it was like, it's not even like a big deal. And that, like, was like shocking. And then I slowly realized nobody cares here.
Was that the first person you told? Was your coworker?
Yeah, that was the first person I told. After that, I've tried telling two of my close friends back in India, but it did not go well.
So tell me about that. What happened?
So I told my, like, school friend, and she has never traveled. So she said, like, this is all, like, American stuff. Like, you're getting Americanized. And she's like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, we'll find you a nice guy. So she's still looking for a guy to get me married to.
What about your other friend? Did that go better?
Oh, no. We are not even on talking terms now. Sometimes it's like you question yourself. Like, maybe I'll get married and, like, stay, like, straight or, like, act straight. But then it's like, within 2 days of thinking that, it's like, you know, it's not going to be possible, or it's like a stupid decision to make. But how do you find the balance to, like, not losing people, but also being yourself?
Navigating these relationships has been particularly tough for Hema, because she's an ocean and a culture away from her closest family and friends. And so she doesn't really know how to have these conversations in a way that might convince her friends and her mom to listen. Luckily, our expert has some experience with this.
Hi, my name is Sonali Gulati, and I am a professor at Virginia Commonwealth University, where I teach photography and film.
Like Hema, Sonali was born in India and came to the U.S. in her 20s, and she came out as a lesbian shortly afterwards.
I was attracted to girls as a teenager, but I dismissed it as just a wild fantasy. And thought that everybody's straight around me, and so that's just the way it is supposed to be.
When you were in the U.S. and you realized you were gay, what was it like telling your family? Did you tell your sisters first or your parents? How did they react?
I came out to a few friends, and I was debating coming out to my mother, and hadn't quite come out to her. And my mother died very suddenly. Oh. She died shortly after I came out myself. And so I never got the opportunity to come out to my mother.
This was a really big deal for Sonali. Without being able to tell her mother who she really was, without having that conversation, it felt like the relationship with her mom was incomplete. And so Sonali decided to make a documentary about parents living in India who have a child who is gay or lesbian, in part to work through what that conversation with her mom would have been like.
Over these last 11 years, I've often wondered how you might have reacted had I told you.
I don't want to hear anything about it.
I'm sorry, I will not accept this.
This is not normal. This is not natural.
A woman needs a man.
What's going to happen to all my wedding plans for you?
What are you saying? That you're never going to get married? You're never going to have children? You're going to live with other women for the rest of your life? Is that what you're telling me?
Sonali called her film I Am.
I was really curious of how parents react when their children come out to them, and specifically in the Indian context. And I guess I wanted to make a gift for my mother to say that, you know, even though she's no longer alive, if I were to come out to her, what would be a good resource for her?
And when you were filming I Am about kids coming out to their parents about being gay, or what were the parents' reactions like?
Parents had all kinds of reactions. I mean, there were parents who disowned their children. There were parents who said, okay, it's fine, but please don't talk about it with anybody. there were parents who said, I wish you had told me earlier, and I wish you didn't hold on to this secret for this long a period, and I could have been of much more of a support to you.
Hema, let me ask you, like, if you had to put your mom on that spectrum, where do you think she falls?
I think she thinks that I'm going to grow out of it, and she also doesn't want to talk about it, and she thinks it might be shameful if the relatives come to know about it. That's like the struggle that I have. Like, I do understand her, but I also want to be myself.
Yeah.
You know, where do you draw the line? Like, how much do you sacrifice to keep your parents happy?
This is a question that all of us at some point confront, right? How do we be ourselves and at the same time invite our parents in? How do we live the life that we want if part of that life makes them uncomfortable? Oftentimes, unfortunately, there's not an easy answer to that. But when we come back, Sonali will give Hema some tips on how she might approach that conversation with her mom while also staying true to herself. Stick around.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. I'm Dr. Katie Milkman, a behavioral scientist and professor at the Wharton School and the author of the best-selling book, How to Change. You may have heard expressions like, time to get up and going. Today's bad decisions aren't going to make themselves. Or bad decisions make good stories. But really, no one wants to suffer the consequences of making a bad choice. Join me as I share true stories from sports heroes, Nobel laureates, and everyday people faced with monumental decisions. We'll discuss the latest research in behavioral science and dive into themes like whether we can learn to make smarter decisions, and how powerful it can be to get a do-over. And we'll share useful tools and strategies to help you make better choices in your own life. You can find Choiceology at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen.
We're back with our listener Hema and documentary filmmaker Sonali Gulati. And one of the big issues for Hema has been that her mom views being queer as basically a Western thing, like she's been brainwashed by the United States.
Yeah, I've tried like bringing up Ellen, but like the minute I brought up Ellen was gay, and she's like, this is white people nonsense. And that's like, I can't talk about it. And then I try to find people who are like Indian and gay, and I'm like, I can't find a lot of examples to send her.
And it's worth pointing out that India isn't the only country that's been slow to recognize various sexual identities. It's only recently that gay marriage became legal in the United States. India's own law against homosexuality was struck down by that country's Supreme Court less than 2 years ago, after seven Indian citizens forced the country to confront the issue. And Sonali thinks that sharing their story, that might be a way to reach Hema's mom.
And these seven people said, we are Indian. We are professionals, and we have successful professional lives, and we have other lives apart from just being gay. And that might be a good place to start, is to say, okay, who are these seven people who fought this Supreme Court battle?
Hey, Matt, what do you think? Would your mother react, you think, well to that if you sent her an article profiling these people, these seven people who fought to decriminalize homosexuality in India in 2018? How do you think she would react to those?
I think she might react positively, but I'm not sure. I think like sharing like about the seven people would be helpful, because if they're like more successful and they're able to have like a successful life in India, to show her that it's not some affectation of being in America,
yeah,
rather than it's just being like yourself.
I think the more we can share about other Indian queer people out there, that will definitely help to dispel this myth that being queer is not a Western phenomena. You know, seeing other Indian queer successful people will really help dispel that myth.
So here's our first rule. And this can apply to any situation where we're struggling to get our parents to accept our choices. It's easier to explain who we are when we can point to examples of people like us who are already successful. And research backs this up. There's this natural inclination to see something that's different as upsetting or wrong. But just a little bit of familiarity can offset that. If you want your parents to accept you, find an example of someone who they already think is successful, who's different the same way you are, and that will make it easier for them to hear what you're saying.
Do you think, Hema, if you were talking to your mom, how do you think she defines happiness?
So one of the main issues my mom has is like, I'm never going to marry a guy. And like in India, like they hand over their daughter to another guy to look after. And there's not going to be like that male figure to take care of me, like financially or like protect me from the world. I think that's like the thing that she brings up. Like the two times that I try to talk to her, it's like, who's going to take care of you? And I like try telling her, it's like, I can find someone and I won't be alone. And it's like, she always thinks that if you're not married or like you don't marry a guy, your life is not going to be fulfilling. And she feels like if I'm a lesbian, I might never have kids.
Sonali, what's that like for you? I mean, you're a single mom and a lesbian. Has that been a challenge, you think, in a way that it wouldn't have been for any single mom?
Yeah, you know, I was in India last summer and there were two young women who worked in this house where I was staying, and they both asked me about my son's father. And I said, there is no father. And they looked at me kind of puzzled. And I said, you know, I went to a doctor and I got pregnant. And one of them looked at me very skeptically, like, oh, yeah, you know, nice try, but I know you probably had a one-night stand and you're covering this up or something. And so it was kind of funny, and I was, you know, trying to be like, no, I'm telling you, this is really how it is.
Hema, do you want children?
Oh, I want children. The most difficult part about realizing that I was gay was like, how am I going to have kids? And now I'm like, I've seen so many like happy families. Like when you become part of the community, you're like exposed to a lot of families and they're like happy with kids.
So let me ask you this. If you could say one thing to your mom to help her understand how she ought to define her sense of what happiness is for you, what would you tell her?
I would tell her that I've realized like one of the main things that she taught me as a kid is to like question everything. That's why I'm in science. Like she would always say like, don't accept stuff just as it is, like always question it. And I think that's one of the main things that led to this self-discovery. And I think I would be happier like living life on my own terms rather than just following someone else's ideals and someone else's principles as to how happy a life should be.
You know, Hema, one of the things I love about what you said is that you're sort of quoting your mother in the sense that she asked you to question everything. And I think that's a really wonderful place to start because it's common ground. And it's very similar to a story where a person in my film came out to his mother and his mother was not okay about it. And he said to her, but you always taught me to tell the truth, and I'm speaking the truth now.
One thing he told me, you always taught us to be honest. And it was bugging me because I couldn't come out with this and be honest with you.
And it really made his mother pause and say, that's true. It really is. You're in some ways upholding my values that I've passed down to you. And it made her embrace her son in a way, in a very different kind of way.
Here's the second rule. Speak your parents' language. Use your parents' language to persuade them. Maybe they're religious, or maybe they worship science and reason. Maybe you disagree completely with how they see the world. But when you explain how your life fits into their definition of success, when you explain things from their point of view, it's harder for them to turn away.
If I was your mom, and you were trying to explain to me what your experience has been like in the last 4 years in the United States, how would you explain that to me?
So initially when I discovered I was gay, like I was really unhappy and I was like so sad and I was like so disgusted with myself. Like I didn't want to live after I found out that I was gay, and it was like slowly I came to terms with it and it's like I want to live, and then it's like I need to find out a way to live happily with who I am rather than like trying to act in everybody else's like way and be happy. After I like realized and accepted myself, life was much more like easier. Like it's much more healthier. It's much more like I feel lighter. Like I'm not hiding anything every day. I think that made me much more happier in the long term by being myself.
You know, we all want our kids to be happy. What do you think your mom would feel or think or say if you told her that?
I think she understands that that I'll be unhappy by the way she's asking me to be. But I think she feels that my life would be much easier if I can bear with being straight.
And how would you explain to her that that's not true?
Yeah, I try to explain to her, like, people are much more accepting here. And you can have kids, and there are ways that people do it. There are like podcasts about how to go about it. And there's like so much help around you. And like, if she can understand that, I think she'll come around to being like, okay with it, I guess.
And let me ask, what has your dating life been like since you came out? Have you found someone?
I've dated one person. Like initially I didn't like date anyone. Like I started dating more guys.
Yeah.
And then like after the 6 months, I'm like, who am I kidding? I dated like one person and then we broke up. And I thought like, I didn't want to bring someone else into this mess that I'm already in. But now I think that's more of like a reason to like convince my mom that if I go have a girlfriend, I think she'll be much more open to like accepting me.
That if there's someone, if it's not theoretical, if there's someone that she can meet and she can get to know, that that'll make it easier for her?
She always like finishes the conversation like, I don't want you to be alone.
This conversation reminds me of a parent who was in a support group that I was a part of. And she said, I'm here to find a suitable match for my child. And so if there are any eligible, if you know anybody who's Indian and lesbian and within this age group, please let me know. And we all kind of laughed about it because it was kind of funny, but it also made a lot of sense because it was this parent's way of sort of coming to terms with their daughter's sexuality, but it was also a way of saying, I still want control. I still want to pick my child's partner.
Here's the final rule. At the end of the day, our parents mostly want us to be happy. And so we should explain who we are in terms of happiness they understand. If Hema's mom doesn't want her to be alone, then the best explanation is that Hema hopefully will someday find a woman to share her life with. And the best way to explain what happiness means to us is to honestly share our lives with our parents, both the good and the bad. If we want our parents to see us as adults, then we have to treat them like adults, too.
Hema, let's say that you do all this, that you follow all these steps, and you find examples of others for your mom to sort of see and learn from, and you try and have these conversations. And let's say your mom just never wants to engage, that she just She just says, look, I love you and I love you unconditionally, but this is a part of your life that I do not want to know about. And it makes me uncomfortable to talk about. And I don't want it to be part of our relationship. How would you deal with that?
I think I would start feeling like when I found out that I was gay and was like, I didn't tell her for like a year or so. I felt like a lot of distance growing between us. I think it will be like a really difficult life if she doesn't want to be part of it, because that's going to be a huge part of my life no matter what. Like if I find someone or like have a kid and if she doesn't want to be part of it, like what part of my life would she be a part of? So that'll be like a really sad way if that's how it ends up.
What do you think your mom would say if you said that to her?
I lost my dad like 7 or 8 years ago. So we've grown much closer. And I think we rely on each other, even though we don't like openly accept it. But I want her to be part of my life. And I think she feels the same about me too.
And are you planning on seeing her in person anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm planning to fly in May to India.
Oh my gosh. So what do you think you're going to do when you get on the ground in May?
I think like one of my main goals is to like go have like a face-to-face conversation with her and like tell her that this is who I am and this is not like a phase. There's like hope, and maybe like show her the movie I Am, or like explain the ground reality that in the US, like it's perfectly fine and normal to be gay here and like have a family and people are supportive.
The other piece of advice I have is I think you might want to consider perhaps writing to her and seeing if she would be more open to reading a letter and just sort of do some groundwork before you go and speak to her in person in May. I think it might help.
I think I should write an email. I don't know why I didn't think about it. I always talk to her every week, but yeah, I can write an email.
So, Hema, let me ask you, you had come to us asking, how do you get your mother to accept who you are? How do any of us get our parents to accept us when we're not exactly the person that they hoped we would be? Do you feel like this advice has helped you?
Initially, I was like scared writing to this podcast. Like if I put it out there, there's no way I'm going back. But that was like one of the main reasons like I wanted to like put it out. Like I'm done with like being scared. I might even send this podcast to my cousins and it's like, this is who I am. And like, if it's like helpful to someone else who's like struggling like me, or like having like thoughts that I had and made them feel like less isolated, I'll be like really happy.
Hema, I think you are so brave to be doing this and to be talking about it and to be grappling with this, and that you're so passionate and so dedicated to being your true self.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you to Hema and Sonali for sharing their stories with us. And be sure to check out Sonali's documentary, I Am, which is available on SonaliFilm.com. And speaking of which, Hema recently sent us a voice memo telling us her mom watched Sonali's film and then called her to talk about it.
We both watched the documentary I Am, and I think it's affected her and changed her in a positive way, I hope, because she said she's open to having an elaborate discussion about my sexuality once I meet her in person in May. So thank you, guys.
We hope your time with your mom goes well. Do you have a problem with your parents or anyone else that needs solving? Send us a note at howtoitslate.com and we will scour the globe to find the right person who can help. How To's executive producer is Derek John. Rachel Allen is our production assistant and Merritt Jacob is our engineer. Our theme music is by Hannes Brown. June Thomas is the senior managing producer of Slate Podcasts, and Gabriel Roth is Slate's editorial director for audio. Special thanks to Gabe Rosenberg, Asha Saluja, and Sung Park. I'm Charles Duhigg. Thanks for listening.